thoroughness in the work. A solemn responsibility rests upon the ministers of Christ to do their work with thoroughness. Many have left some portion of the work undone because it was not agreeable, expecting the next coming minister to finish it up for them. They would better not engage in the work unless they can bind it off thoroughly, so that it may not ravel out. They should lead the young disciples along wisely and judiciously, step by step, onward and upward, until every essential point has been brought before them. A mere assent to the truth is not enough. There must be prayerful labor with those who embrace the truth, until they shall be convicted of their sins and shall seek God and be converted. Then they should be instructed in regard to the claims of God upon them in tithes and offerings. They must learn that the tithing system is binding upon God's people in these last days as truly as it was upon ancient Israel. The tract and missionary work should be presented before them. Nothing should be kept back. But all points of truth should not be given abruptly in the first few lectures, gradually, cautiously, with his own heart imbued with the spirit of the work of God. The teacher should give meat in due season. Ministers too frequently neglect these important branches of the work, health reform, spiritual gifts, systematic benevolence, and the great branches of the missionary work. Under their labors, large numbers may embrace the theory of the truth, but in time it is found that there are many who will not bear the proving of God. If the teacher of truth had brought these converts along as he should have done, presenting before them the obligation which rested upon them, many who afterward drew back to perdition might have been saved. When a second minister follows the first, and in the fear of God presents the practical duties, the claims of God upon his people, some draw back, saying, "The minister who brought us the truth did not mention these things. We have been deceived. These things were kept back." And they become offended because of the word. Some will not accept the tithing system. They turn away, and no longer walk with those who believe and love the truth. When the tract and missionary field is opened before them, inviting them to work in it, they answer, "It was not so taught us," and they hesitate to engage in the work. How much better it would be for the cause if the messenger of truth had faithfully and thoroughly educated these converts in regard to all these essential matters, even if there were fewer whom he could number as having been added to the church under his labors. Ministers must impress upon those for whom they labor the importance of bearing burdens in connection with the work of God. The people must be taught that every department of the work of God should enlist their support and engage their interest. The great missionary field is open to us, and the subject must be agitated, agitated, again and again. The people must understand that it is not the hearers of the word, but the doers of the word who will have eternal life. Not one is exempted from this work of benevolence. All who become partakers of the grace of Christ are not only to communicate of their substance to advance the truth, but to give themselves to God without reserve. M.S.